Keith Peters in Washington. Chief Justice John Roberts has revived President Trump's bid to slash $4 billion in foreign aid funding without Congress's approval.
In a one-page order Tuesday, Roberts granted the Trump administration's request for a temporary hold on the lower court's directive that officials prepare to spend the money by the end of the month when the current budget cycle ends. Aid groups sued earlier this year to force the administration to formally obligate the funds amid signs that President Trump intended to gut the congressionally approved foreign aid budget. Roberts did not provide any explanation for his ruling, but it's likely to remain in place while the full court considers how to handle the emergency appeal the Justice Department filed Monday. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar on Tuesday. Surveillance footage aired by Al Jazeera showed the strike on buildings that housed Hamas's political wing in Doha's diplomatic quarter. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed the U.S. had advanced knowledge of the impending attack.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
Hamas said in a statement that all of its leaders survived the attack, but that five lower-ranked members were killed. The Justice Department has charged a man with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a North Carolina commuter train. The charge means he could face the death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 196 points, the Nasdaq rose 80, the S&P advanced 17 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Massachusetts, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, quote, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices, unquote. This is SRN News. The Trump administration's efforts to curb government spending are being criticized for making disaster survivors wait longer to receive federal aid.
A new AP analysis finds presidents took an average of less than 2 weeks to approve major disaster declarations during the 1990s and 2000s. Wait times grew to about 3 weeks during the past decade, and under President Trump, it's averaging more than a month for a request to be approved. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said President Trump is doing a more thorough review than previous administrations and making sure federal tax dollars are spent wisely to supplement state actions, not replace them. Jackson says gone are the days of rubber stamping FEMA recommendations. I'm Jennifer King.
Cracker Barrel said Tuesday it's suspending remodels of its restaurants after criticism from many longtime fans. It follows a battle over a redesign of its logo. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.